boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Roll the beautiful Bane footage.
Oh, Jesus.
As I believe Elle on our Z102.9 Facebook so beautifully stated today, the people's pour came to fruition and baked beans went all over you and Spencer from 1600 ESPN's heads.
Yeah, you got to vote what was going to get dumped on our heads for the college bowl. Is it like a championship? I don't know sports.
There's, yeah, tons of different bowl games that college football teams play in. Most of them are sponsored by something, and then there's a weird stunt that goes with it, like the Pop-Tarts, the Cheez-Its, etc.
So you voted, and you voted for baked beans to be dumped on our heads, and that's what happened today. You could watch the video right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. It was gross.
I may have underestimated how much liquid is in baked beans. Yes.
I forgot that sometimes baked beans comes with like certain things, like you could, like the ones I got was brown sugar. So of course it's all sugary and gross, and it also had bacon in it. So there was like big chunks of bacon.
I don't know. I was not a big bean girl before today, and I am definitely like good on beans for the rest of my life after seeing that.
If I'm at like, you know, a family like get together and there's baked beans, I usually only get a little bit on my plate, not a whole lot. But I can tell you it's going to be a couple more years until I add the baked beans to my plate.
Because spoiler alert, she went mouth open as I dumped it on her. So
let me tell you, baked beans cold, gross. Baked beans warm, better. I'm never doing baked beans with my mouth open again.
Noted. It's just a visual we cannot paint. You need to go watch the video for yourself on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
I feel so bad for anyone who saw me driving home today. Sometimes you see the strangest things when you're driving, right? One time I saw somebody eating like a bowl of cereal while driving. I'm like, excuse me, two hands on the wheel, please.
Bizarre, yeah.
Today you would have seen me with a towel on my hair, wrapped up, and then a poncho on me. The reason is because I was covered in baked beans and I was not about to get that in my car.
What you're also failing to mention is that there is bean residue, beans dripping down the sides of your head, bean juice crusting to your neck.
Yeah, okay, so I told you, I sent you a photo that like there was bean juice on my neck, and then about like 15 minutes into my drive, it started to get really hard, almost like a mask. You know when you do a face mask and you can't move, you can't smile? It was like that, but I swear worse. I could not move my neck. So I was like, I couldn't turn to like see traffic or anything. Mm-hmm. It was so bad. And then there was a car that I ended up turning into the left lane to like get behind it. And I saw him like adjust his like rearview mirror because I think he wanted to see what the heck was going on behind him.
Well, maybe what we all don't know is that you're on top of a new like skincare regimen.
I will tell you this. My hair is so soft right now from the baked beans juice.
Dude, how's that neck feeling? Sounds like tightening properties.
You know what? It is soft. I'll let you know if I look 20 years
younger. Please do, because then I might reconsider.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Believe it or not, I had a history lesson on my For You page. And I gotta share the knowledge.
She's learning.
Yeah, I had a break from all the brain rot that I watch on the weekends, and I actually learned kind of a cool fact. So it is about this famous Iowa composer that I did not know was from here. His name is Meredith Willson, and he not only composed The Music Man, which is, like, huge, he also composed the Iowa Fight Song in 1950.
Guess I never really thought about who, like, composed the fight song.
Yeah, I guess, that wasn't their first fight song, but they wanted something punchier and more competitive.
Well, yeah.
So they hired this guy, Meredith Willson. But then 1 year later, this is the same guy who composed and wrote It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. So now it's like putting together the pieces, this guy composed both songs within a year. They sound eerily similar. He low-key, like,
copyrighted himself.
Yeah. So if you listen to the Iowa Fight Song and think about It's Beginning to Look Like Christmas and vice versa,
That's what you hear. So hit that fight song again.
That's a fast version.
Like Christmas.
You know? It might be easier the other way.
I mean, if you're doing drugs, yeah.
Hit the White Christmas, okay? It might be easier.
Fight for Iowa.
Let every boy line would sing.
Oh, my God. That's the one if you're drunk, I think.
Yeah, you can go to your holiday parties this week and be like, you guys, you'll never believe this.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
At some point in your relationship, some of the most romantic gestures can just be housework and chores. And boy, did I have a romantic day yesterday. Don't take this for sarcasm, because I'm serious. For sure. I had a romantic day of unclogging the drain. Okay. Let me paint the picture.
You know what? I'm probably going to have to do that either today, tomorrow, or this weekend after the beans.
Yeah, you got beans up in there.
Yeah.
Dude, let me tell you this. So me and my boyfriend, Curly, we got separate bathrooms, and I love the life we live doing that, which means we have separate showers. Hence the name Curly. He has a lot of curly hair, and not all of it stays in his head. He sheds like a freaking dog, okay? And he has been telling me that his shower, because it's like a tub shower, you know, type. He's been like standing in a bath, basically. He's
I hate when that happens.
I gotta figure out my drain so that like the water gets to moving a little faster. So he's doing like Drano, and then he's like doing baking soda and vinegar down the drain to help. And I'm like, dude, you got to get that like drain cover off and just pull out whatever creature's growing inside. So he's trying and he can't get it. I'm like, okay, let's look up a YouTube video because I'm resourceful. Okay. And he still can't get it. I'm like, God, let me in there. I'll do it.
Ew, I would never.
So your girl got down and dirty.
Ew.
Unscrewed the shower drain.
I would never even do my own.
Oh, it was disgusting. I'm not kidding. I got it, and I was surprised I was the one to pull it off. I screamed. I screamed at the sight of what I saw.
I would be gagging the entire time. I don't know how you did it.
Because you know what? That's love is what I've learned.
No, I stop at doing the drain. That ain't love anymore. That's divorce.
I guess we are not the same.
Let me tell you, the most uncomfortable moment ever in your life will be when somebody makes a passive aggressive comment to you, whether that's like one or two or three, because you have no idea what to do in that moment. Do you make another one back? Mm-hmm. Do you kill them with kindness? Yesterday, I got hit with so many passive aggressive comments right in front of my boyfriend that I was like, I got to be the bigger person. Like,
you were clocking it.
I was clock. He did not clock it one bit.
Uh-huh.
He thought she was just being nice, but it was dig after dig after dig.
Okay.
So we walk into the restaurant, and I notice her right away. We kind of give each other an eye, like, we know each other. Wait, how do we know each other? And then it clicks, right? Mm-hmm. And she says hi. She says my name. And then I go, oh, my God, hey, you look absolutely stunning. Because she did. She mm-hmm. was dolled up in a dress, looked beautiful. That was not me being passive aggressive. I was seriously saying, you looked beautiful. First comment immediately goes, I took over your job, because it's a long story, but she now works and has my job, and that's fine. I don't care. Yeah. I don't want it.
Interesting.
In any sort of way. So you can have it. But I don't know if that was like, to me, she said it like two or three times. I took over your job. I have your job now. Like, okay, do you think I'm like been over here crying for the last several years? Like, God, I really wanted that job back. Yeah. No, I'm good. And then we kept talking, and again, I complimented her, and I'm like, you seriously look so good. And she goes, you know, I saw you were engaged. And I go, well, not yet, because I thought maybe she's been hearing on the radio about how desperately I want to be engaged. Mm-hmm. And she goes, no, with the other one.
Oh, shoot.
Well, I see it didn't work out.
No, are you serious?
And when she said, I saw you were engaged, I was like, oh yeah, not yet. And then she goes, no, with the other one. I see it didn't work out. I was like, gee, oh my God. And now I'm like, neighbor man's not clocking any of this. And I'm like, this is awkward. I'm like, well, tables. We're going to go.
Whoa.
I felt so uncomfortable. Like, that wasn't, I mean, I guess it is a dig, but I'm like, whatever, I'm
well,
with somebody
here's
better.
The thing. I feel like you could do that. Like, if it's somebody that you keep up with, mm-hmm. and, you know, that's something I would say to you. Because yeah. I could, we can joke.
Yeah,
I'm allowed.
Yeah.
I'm allowed. I've earned that, right? Know your place. If it's somebody you haven't seen in years.
Oh, I haven't.
And
years.
Even then you maybe weren't, like, super close with. That's weird.
That's weird to
and
be like,
rude. I was so happy for you. And then you just failed, you big fat loser. I'm so sad it failed, you failure.
What?
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I can't wait to walk out to my car later today and count how many beans I come across.
If you don't know what she's talking about, we did this thing the last couple of weeks called the People's Pour, where you got to pick what got poured on me and Spencer from 1600 ESPN's head for the college like championship bowl games.
Mm-hmm.
You voted. You picked baked beans. And you can check out the video right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. I will tell you, after I went home and showered, came back, I can't find a bean anywhere.
Really? Okay, so you left. You and Spencer both went to clean up, respectively, as you should, because it was smelly in the best way. I mean that. So I was like, okay, I probably should clean up these stray beans. So then,
and there was a lot.
There was. So nobody's squashing beans and dragging them inside or dragging them into their car. My God, are they difficult to clean up?
What did you do? I did notice the ground is wet, so I'm assuming you hosed.
I got the hose. My hand was frozen. My Uggs were soaked. I also got a shovel. There's no snow back there. So if anybody heard me shoveling, I was shoveling piles of beans into my office garbage can.
Okay. I'm sorry. I have so many questions. So did you use the hose to put the beans into like a center like pile?
Kind of. And then any of them that were already smashed because you guys were walking around, some of the beans did get smashed. I was hosing the squished beans off to the side and then, yeah, making as much of a pile as I could because I could really only just shovel them to pick them up. I couldn't move them with the shovel or I'd squash more beans. I learned that too.
So then you use the shovel to then put them in your trash.
Correct.
Where's your trash now?
Now in the dumpster.
Shut up.
Well, not the whole can, just the bag. I just needed something.
Oh.
I was alone.
I was like, she threw away it.
No, I was lone
wolf out
there.
You owe the company it?
No, I took the bag out and put it in there. But.
I will say, engineer Kevin had a great idea. He said that next time when we do like the people's pour or whatever, we need to have you dumping it on us in the trash can outside. That way it's an easy cleanup.
Mm-hmm. What's hilarious to me is that you keep volunteering for even more gross stuff. You want to stand in that dumpster? I don't even like to open the dumpster. You want to stand in it? Weird.
I don't think my boyfriend Airman loves me. You know, when you do the vows, you say for sickness and in health and whatever crap you say.
It's really meaningful stuff.
I'm just making sure he says yes. That's all I care
right.
about. But I don't know. I feel like this is one of those things that kind of counts towards the vows. You know, you'll do anything, but he won't cut my hair.
Go on.
So I haven't had, don't judge me. This is a judgment-free zone. I haven't had my hair cut in almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
One of my really, really good friends was a hairstylist, and she hasn't been doing hair for a couple of years, like a year now, but I had stopped going to her for just a little bit before that. And I had messaged her and I was like, hey, any way you think about cutting hair, don't worry about, we're not doing color here. I just want cut. It really, really needs it. I got split ends like, yo, wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
She's like, you know what? I haven't really thought about it. I'll let you know. I'm like, I need you to think about it before Christmas.
like this week. Okay.
Yeah. I work really last minute. So then right. Because she said that, I looked to my boyfriend, neighbor man. I go, I need you to cut my hair. He goes, no, that's where I draw the line. I don't cut hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, that doesn't make sense because you've colored my hair before. We did a box dye one time. We tried to get it back to my natural color. That was it. And he did it for me.
Yeah.
And he did perfectly fine. He goes, that I can do. But when it comes to cutting, you have to have years of school. Mm-hmm. You got to know how to use the tools. I ain't doing that. Mm-hmm. I said, Now we just get the kitchen scissors out.
Oh my God.
And you just cut. I won't get mad at you, I promise.
Okay. Neighbor man, don't. Do not. I will tell you, I'm the same way.
Well, I was about to bring the scissors for you.
Absolutely not. What? First of all, I don't want your chicken juicy scissors from the kitchen. Absolutely not. If you're going to do it, get yourself a new pair of $4 scissors. Please, God.
Then no, you'll do
I won't
it?
Do it. No, I still won't do it. I've had roommates before who are like, oh my gosh, cut my hair for me. My boyfriend Curly has asked me, oh, can't you just like give me a little trim? I don't know what I'm doing. I didn't go to school for it. Here's the thing about dyeing. You can just put more dye on top if you don't like it. If I chop your hair off and it's uneven or I chop too much, I can't just stick it back on. That's way too permanent. I don't know how fast your hair grows. I can't. I get it. Don't do it.
Then we go an inch at a time.
But then it still has to be straight. And then what if one side is crooked and then suddenly six
then
inches are gone?
Then you keep your mouth
shut. I'm just saying, if you show up on Monday with a pixie cut, I know what you did this weekend.
I'm getting my nails done on Wednesday, and it is really, really important that we pick the right color for my nails.
Go on, say it. We're all waiting.
Because I think I'm getting engaged.
Jesus. You know what I wish I would have done? Just side note, what? In hindsight this year, I should have
taken done
a
2025
freaking tally of how many times you really, truly thought that.
You should have done a 2020.
I'll continue it into next year.
You should have done a 2025 wrap of all the times I thought I was getting engaged.
I'm serious. I should have. Anyways, so it's happening, allegedly.
Somebody's probably already got the count at home. No, I think it's happening. So I wanted to... I want to make sure my nails are... Because you know you're going to take a photo, right?
If this happens, which do you have any proof? Seriously.
The only proof I have is that... Okay, I'll be like 100% honest with you. He had to get the ring cleaned because it had been 6 months and you have to get it like cleaned every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, so the next time will be... I forget what the math was. And he goes, oh, well, that next time you'll be able to go get it cleaned yourself. So I do know it's before.
Okay, that's good.
I know that.
And that's it. Oh, you're looking at me like that is solid proof. Okay. Wow. I thought there was maybe a little more. Okay. So we've got between now and 6 months.
There was, I guess, one more comment. He did say if we go ice skating, because Marion has that new ice loop.
Yeah.
To make sure I dress nice. But I'm too afraid to go ice skating, so I don't know.
Oh, dear God.
So I don't know when that's
okay. So you're being hyper aware,
yes.
And you want to make sure your nails are looking good.
Yeah, so because of course you're going to take a photo with the ring on, right, and things like that. I just want to make sure I don't want to look back on that photo in 5-10 years, even if I don't know if you do, and be like, God, I wish I wouldn't have picked that nail color.
Mm-hmm. Meaning so, what color? Like banana yellow? I don't know. What are we talking here?
I don't know. Okay, originally I thought, what if I did white and then added a cute like blue snowflake on them? Because Christmas and 'tis the season of snow, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, I don't know. I just don't. Am I going to hate that in 5 years? Probably. So then I thought, what about red? Red is sexy.
Christmassy. And it's, love or whatever.
I like how we both went two different ways. You went Christmas and I went sexy.
Oh. I think, I mean, how many fingers do you have? Can we fit the word finally on your hand?
F-I-N.
And just put a letter on each finger.
With exclamation points after.
Yes. I have watched more Hallmark programming than I have ever thought I willingly would in my life.
I thought you were going to say... That I would ever like to have.
Also that. Also that. So if you've been listening to the show the last couple weeks, we've had a bracket for the Hallmark reality competition show, Finding Mr. Christmas. It was me and you versus our boyfriends, Curly and Neighbor Man. And every week we would kind of pick who we thought would get eliminated. And the winner of the show gets to star in a Hallmark Christmas movie. Said movie came out this weekend, which was... A make or break holiday with spoiler, Craig, who won the show. Okay, so I watched this with my boyfriend Curly. I didn't think that I was really going to convince him to it.
Really? He watched it?
He did watch
Shut
it. He was
up.
Actually, I'm not going to, I don't want to put him on blast. He was kind of excited.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my man. My man.
So we go, well, first of all, annoying. We had to do a stupid free trial of Hallmark Plus. So I got to make sure he cancels that because that's really going to tick him off if that comes out of his bank account.
And if it, you forget, I will take your, you get like free cards every month. I'll take that free card.
The goal is not to let that happen. Okay. So we find the show because I recorded it and he clicks on it and he goes, wait a minute, that's not Craig on the front screen. And I go, yeah, I think Destiny had mentioned he's not actually like the main guy.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, why did we go through all of this crap for him to not even be the main guy?
My guy. Because in the first season of Finding Mr. Christmas, there was a guy named Ezra who won. Ezra was totally was the like leading man of
the love interest.
Yeah, of a movie called Happy Holidays. And he was the main dude. But then Craig got screwed over and was not the main dude in this movie. He was the brother. Had a lot of acting parts.
Yeah.
But he was not the main dude. Amount.
What do I think of the movie? Dude, cringe. Oh my God. Seriously. I would like to take note that there was a paid
Nutella
ad in the first 10 seconds. I literally look at him and go, oh my God.
And then they go to commercials.
Classy.
And they were like, this is brought to you by Nutella.
Yeah.
And you're really, like, no, duh.
Really subtle. And then he was completely lost in the first 5 minutes because in the movie, and I'm not spoiling anything, it shows how the two of them meet. She like dumps eggnog on him, of course. And then it does like a time jump because that's how they met. And
then they
start dating. And it's like, I don't know, a year or so in the future. And he looks at me and he goes, what's going on? Did they just meet and now they suddenly live together? They move so fast in the Hallmark universe.
So true, though.
Which I'm like, okay, you're not really paying attention. Did I appreciate the concept of like breaking up around the holidays and having to just fake it till you make it? Totally relatable. I think lots of people have probably been through a moment like that. Was the acting good? No. That's my consensus.
Okay, but let me. All right. Well, Craig, did you think his acting was good? Because I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I think he did a decent job. If anything, to me, that proved that he is probably not going to be a Hallmark leading man. I think he is the goofy, annoying brother,
neighbor. Something.
Yeah, and he does good at that. I don't think
you could be a goofy person and be the main character.
No.
At least on the Hallmark Channel,
mm-hmm.
you've got to be a certain structure for the Hallmark Channel, unfortunately.
Yeah.
What'd you think about the girl? She's my favorite actress on the Hallmark Channel. Hunter King.
Cringe.
You hated her?
No. You know what? I think she did her best with the writing.
How dare you say that?
Are
she's
you just
my
saying
favorite
that?
Girl on the Hallmark
okay,
Channel.
Okay, because the character was low-key you, where she's like
I know she is.
Uptight and like needs things to go the way she
is. I literally almost texted you and said, please take notes of this character in this movie because she is me, I am her, we are each other. And the dude is literally Neighbor Man.
Well, they should have cast you too. Okay, I know it was just kind of like dogging on the Hallmark movie that made me watch Make or Break Christmas because the winner of Finding Mr. Christmas was in it. Most of it I spent being like, oh, not this again. Like the analogies and all of that. But the one thing, you know, what I kind of appreciated was the slander of store-bought sugar cookies. Disgusting.
No!
Disgusting. They were like, oh my God, these are so gross and like not what you should bring to Christmas.
No.
And I was like, you know what, period. I can get behind that Hallmark.
Mm-mm. Literally, that was Neighbor Man. He was like, oh God, they are disgusting. We're talking about those sugar cookies with the frosting on it. Oh my God, they are one of the best cookies on the face of the earth.
They literally taste like they're 90% plastic.
I don't care.
It's disgusting.
They taste so freaking good. When I'm sad and depressed, get me one of those cookies. I was waiting for you to be like, so you could continue to be sad and depressed.
Yeah, and like, and make you feel worse.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Nothing says...
I thought you were going to say nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday.
Oh, that's true. But nothing beats...
You can't say that!
A Jet 2 holiday. Nothing beats...
Will you stop?
Some friendly holiday neighborly theft. Merry Christmas, everybody. What? Okay, I'm not encouraging real theft.
This is not a jet to holiday
it's,
after
no,
all.
Not. It's quite the opposite. There is a trend on TikTok, though, that I will stress that this is like an agreed upon game that people are doing within their neighborhoods. It's not actually stealing crap off of people's porches. Don't do that. That's Grinch worthy. But what people are doing is there's neighborhoods of people who are having like a steal the inflatable type war where they have one designated inflatable. Maybe they name it like tinsel or something. Maybe it's like a cute little pony that has a Christmas hat on. Whatever you want it to be. The goal is to steal it off of your neighbor's lawn or their porch without being caught and put it in your own yard. And then the game continues from there. Generally, the rules are that it has to be in your front yard or up, like, on your front stoop, visible. Can't be in your backyard or, like, behind your shed or something. You can't weigh it down unless it's super windy, then normally you call it off. If you get caught on the lawn, you have to drop it, and then you'll have to try again later, whether it's they caught you on their Ring camera or they're, like, opening the garage door to take the garbage out. But if you make it to the sidewalk, it's successful, and you can take it home. And then most people encourage, if you have kids doing it, that they're with parents. But it's all fun and games that you are stealing the inflatable, and it just gets passed around the neighborhood.
I want to do this so badly.
It looks like a blast.
The problem is I don't think I live in the right neighborhood just because I have a lot of, like, elders. Like, we have a lot of elders around us, so don't think it would be best for us to do that.
Right.
But what if we did this here at work? I have an inflatable. What? Listen,
what do you
listen,
mean?
Listen,
I'm listening.
Linda.
I'm down. I want to do it.
I have an inflatable snowman. It's like USB. It's technically supposed to go in like your desktop or your computer. It's very small, but it's an inflatable snowman.
Okay.
What if we did that? And then, like, one by one, we went around to people's desks and stole the inflatable snowman.
Can I set up a Ring doorbell at my desk?
What?
That's half the fun, is you get the videos of people like wiping out trying to steal the thing.
Yeah, let's start setting some security cameras up around here.
Well, I know that you got a fortress at home, so why don't you let us borrow a couple?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
What the heck do you get a girl for her stocking stuffer this holiday season?
I feel like, as a girl, I can say we're pretty easy to shop for.
Okay, and that's what I would say any other day, but as my boyfriend, neighbor man, is taking me to work, I knew that when he dropped me off, he was going to hit the store after, and he was going to get me some stocking stuffers.
Hey, nothing like last minute, right, ladies? I mean, because guess what my boyfriend's doing today? The same freaking thing!
At least it's today and not like freaking Christmas Eve night or something.
They're probably all having a meeting at the store about us.
They are. Yeah. They really are. They're meeting up today at Walmart or something. I was like, as he's taking me to work and I knew he was going to go get stocking stuffer stuff, I said, would you like a list? And he goes, you know what? That would actually be very helpful. I was joking about giving him a list. I didn't think that's what he was going to react.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't joking.
But of course, when he says, when he says, yeah, a list would be helpful, that's when my entire brain goes to freaking crickets. I couldn't think of nothing. I'm like, what do I want? I couldn't think of anything. So here's what I gave him. Okay. First off, I went through my Amazon like cart because I'd be having things sitting there that one day when I'm rich. Of course, it was all things that I feel like you could only really get on Amazon and not at a store, at least last second. So that didn't help me. But here's what I ended up giving him. I said, anything girly.
Okay, you tell that to a man, he's like, what does that mean?
I said,
feminine products?
Hey, you know what? Those are expensive.
I would take it.
Yeah. I'll take it. Hell yeah. I said, hair accessories. I said, makeup. And he goes, well, I don't know what kind of makeup you want. I go, anything. I love to explore makeup. I said,
well, you're going to be exploring, all right. You have no idea. That's some trust you're putting in.
I said, maybe not foundation because you might not get the right one. I said, well, actually, you know what? Look for the white, like the lightest color.
Translucent.
Because I'm literally so pasty, like white. It's like not even funny. Go for that. And that's like what I am. And I said, but any other thing, like try anything in the makeup section. And I don't know if he wanted that. So then I told him makeup. I told him perfume. He goes, you have too much. Said there's never.
Yeah, I've heard you say that. You're right.
I said, there's never enough. I said, I wanted to say socks, but I have way too much, so I did not want to say that. I wanted to say underwear, but I also have way too much. I did say, you could get me a sports bra. And he goes, no, you need to be in the store for me for that one. I need you there. You have to shop for that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I can literally tell you a size if you wanted to. He didn't want...
What are you doing? What are you doing?
What do you mean? What am I doing?
You're self-sabotaging your Christmas.
We are so close to hitting 1,000 besties in our private Facebook group, Those Girls Sweat Squad. It would be really cool if we could hit this before the new year.
Well, and it's going to be the place to be because new year... New me, right? Okay. Even if you don't like saying it, everybody has goals. Everybody wants to start the year off on a right foot. And maybe for you, that is getting moving and going to the gym or trying out new workout classes or whatever that looks like for you. Those Girls Sweat Squad is a way for you to track your progress, to cheer on other besties on what they're doing, maybe get some ideas of different ways that you can get out and get sweaty that you would have never thought of before.
You can join right now. It's called Those Girls Sweat Squad on Facebook. It is a private Facebook group, but once you request to join, we'll get you in the next couple of minutes and you can start posting immediately or you can hang out and just comment on other people's or see what's going on. It's kind of choose your own adventure.
I love a funny GIF, and we would love for you to be part of the besties. Let's get us to 1,000 besties by the end of 2025. I'm sorry, I can't move on from this quickly. You were just talking about like what is actually going on. Self-sabotage is happening. You were saying you were giving Neighbor Man, your boyfriend, a list of ideas of what he could put in your stocking.
Okay, can I just... at least cover my butt here a little bit, which is I blacked out, to be honest with you. When he said it would be nice to give him suggestions, I couldn't think of anything, honestly. I couldn't think of anything in the world. And then at that point, I was just trying to pull for some ideas.
And you blurted out, sports bra.
What?
Well, in what world do you think that's a good idea?
Well, I thought if he got me something... like fitness related, it would get me, you know, cute clothes, motivated to get back into the gym a little bit more frequently. So that's kind of where I was going with it.
So the goal is to wear it to the gym.
Yeah. Where else would I wear it?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes people like a sports bra around the house or just something a little more comfortable. Can I tell you my concern is men don't understand.
No, I know. And that's okay. So when he said no to it, he said he wouldn't do it because he didn't know my size.
Fair.
And that's when I said, well, let me introduce you to the world of what it was like working at Victoria's Secret. Because
yeah.
I did work there. true story. I'm not making this up. The amount of times men would walk in and they would say, and they would hold up their hands, my girl's chest is this size.
Right.
What size is that?
Yeah.
Sir, I can't tell you.
Or no idea.
Or they'd go, my girls look like...
like you.
Looks like you. What size are you? Excuse me? You can't ask them.
Calling the police.
And then they would show me a picture and they're like, what size do you think she is? I it's offensive whatever I say.
Yeah.
I can't say something too small. I can't say something, you know, whatever. Yeah, someone's got to get offended.
Right. Here's what's also confusing about women's clothes in general is sometimes there's numbers and sometimes there's letters.
Oh, okay? My God.
Because if we're talking sports bras, sometimes...
it's small, medium, or large.
Small, medium, large. Then we're also talking about support levels, okay?
That's true. Okay, you're right.
Okay. You are trusting this man.
I thought you were going to say okay again.
Okay. You are trusting him to...
I think he knows I
need physically support you. You know what I'm saying? Do we have that level of trust?
I think he knows I need all the support. I mean, physically, emotionally,
but does
mentally.
He know that? I now want to send him to the store and just see what he shows up
should
for.
We, as a social experiment?
This is now a scientific hypothesis.
I think we should. Hell yeah. Let's send him to the store and see what kind of sports bra he comes back with. If he comes back whatever size, I might get offended.
If it's right, then you wear it. If it's wrong, he has to wear it.
Oh, my God.
Brilliant.
And we post on our Facebook page.
Can you call him?
I'm serious. I'm totally down to send my boyfriend, Neighbor Man, to the store to buy a sports bra.
With the intention of you working out in it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're down? I just want, first thing.
Well, first of all, it doesn't involve me. I don't have to wear the bra. It's not for me. That's weird.
Well, first thing I want to know, does he even know where sports bras are at in the store? Would he even know where to go?
I have no idea. We have to attach like a GoPro to him or something, I think. Just to see what the male experience is like in the sports bra section.
And then from there, does he get the right size, the right support? Oh my God. There's so many things he could mess up.
I think this could go viral on TikTok. I'm so serious.
And I am too.
I need you to find a GoPro immediately.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Parking lots are going to be packed tomorrow. You are going to be banging your carts into other people. Tis the freaking season.
Holly and jolly and bright.
So I've got a Christmas-themed trivia question tonight. The question is, 10% of people say they have bought a Christmas present here. Where is it?
I'm so here for this because I love something a little unique, maybe even a little bit weird.
What are you asking for Christmas?
That's for a different time. Okay. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
I'm so curious. 10% of people say they have bought a Christmas present here. Where is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
I mean, tonight's trivia question might be helpful if you're going like last minute Christmas shopping, because we're talking about what 10% of people buy their Christmas presents from. That's not a lot, which means the answer could be that you should go there for your,
if you're looking for something
that doesn't
rare.
Have a lot of people.
Yeah. Or yeah, no traffic, easy, get in, get out.
Well, if only 10% of people are going there, I'm like, I'll go get Christmas gifts from here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we haven't had the answer revealed yet, but we got to go over some of the guesses. 10% of people say they have bought a Christmas present here. Where is it?
You still have time to text in your guest to 319-200-1029 before we do reveal that answer. But so far, 8794 said an adult store.
She hesitated there.
Well, I'm not shaming anybody.
What are you asking from there?
I'm not asking for anything. Let's make that clear. But you do you.
I might shop there for you.
You didn't. I'd really rather you.
She's
didn't.
Like, we may be close, but we're not that close.
Nope.
How about you don't do that?
Let's not.
Macy said a museum gift shop.
Okay.
Would you rather me do that?
I would much rather you do that for thousands of reasons. I could name all of them if you like. 9323 said a home improvement store.
Well, you know what? I could always use a screwdriver.
That or
hammers,
nails. Last year, my boyfriend Curly was seriously considering asking for a lawnmower from my parents.
I would. Have you seen the price of lawnmowers? Have you seen the price of hammers?
Right. My mom's always like, I would much rather buy you something you need.
Uh-huh.
I am not above a home improvement store purchase. Absolutely.
Dude,
not.
No. When I got gifted a home improvement store gift card a couple years ago, I was like, this is the best gift. It's right next to socks as you get older.
You know what? I'm with you on that, actually.
10% of people say they have bought a Christmas present here. Where is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in just a few minutes.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck in a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Tonight's trivia question, 10% of people say they have bought a Christmas present here. Where is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
a gas station.
Okay.
I mean, if it was from Bucky's. No.
No, you know what? Again, I'm not above this.
No,
at
dude.
All.
Have you ever looked at like their apparel, even any gas station? Have you ever looked at their apparel or their coffee mugs?
Coffee
they
mugs.
Got freaking phone chargers. I always need a phone charger.
Sunglasses, even a gift card just to a gas station.
Dude, we just had our company work party, and guess who got a freaking gas gift card? Was Spencer. And I about...
He did?
Oh, I about shoved him down to get it.
I'm like, where did he leave it? Should we go rummage his drawers?
Yes!
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast.
Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.